So our second speaker is someone I actually met through a program I did last summer called Bike Host, which takes newcomers who have come to the city and want to experience it by bike and pairs them with people who are familiar with biking in the city. And Mahita started out as a participant last year in this program, which is how we met, and this year she's actually graduated to being a mentor, so that tells you something about her. Mahita is a lawyer from India who's worked and traveled to various parts of Europe, China, and the UAE. She's a newcomer to Canada and a new bike rider in the city, and she fell in love with Toronto only after she started riding a bike here. Now one of her favorite things to do is to bike to see a new place in the city every single time. Please welcome Mahita.
Excited to tell my story, but I'm so very, very excited to meet this wonderful gathering here tonight. You can't see what's on the screen, but today we are here to throw some light on, can bikes make transformation? Can biking as an activity impact people's life or have any sort of an influence? So to the question, I would say yes, it did. It made a huge difference to our lives. I'm here today with my husband, Michelle, who is a doctor back in India. So briefly, my speech is going to be just briefly telling about my story, and then my bike journey, and then how it transformed and it introduced me to many people, and it opened many doors for me. It gave me a chance to experience a lot of things which probably a lot of newcomers would not have a chance to. So if the time permits, we will have some questions and time for comments. So let's just jump into my story. So I am from India, and I was practicing lawyer, and I went to the US to pursue master's, and then I met my husband, Vishal, who was that time pursuing master's in neuroscience. So we met and we decided to get married, so we went back to India and got married. Due to some circumstances back home, my husband, in my interest, decided that we will move to Canada and start our lives there and settle here. Though Canada was not at all a part of my brain or nowhere in the map for me. So we applied for the residence permit. So we got through it, and within 6 months, I had to move to Canada. So thanks to him I'm here today, but I that time not was interested to come. So I didn't have a reason to come because I studied in the US. In the interest of my career, there's nothing for me here in Canada that I wanted to pursue. Even though I wanted to see a new place, my interest is always to visit new places. So there was nothing much for my career because I have to start all over again. So finally he decided to move us here. I packed my life in two suitcases and we moved here, and then the reality hit us hard that it's not just about career, finding a job, or just making the ends meet. It's much more than that. So I don't know if she has it up there, but my next slide shows the main thing which really embarrassed me, or it put me through depression, is the snow. It would never end. So it would. When I'm sick of a little bit, it would be more after, and I'd be even more sick. I'd be depressed, and I'm almost dead. I think last winter, I think for everybody, is also a little bit like more snow than normal. So I would call my mom, cry, and say, "That's it. I'm coming home. And end of all this marriage thing. I don't care about him. I have to come home." Because I can't pursue my career, and at the same time, it didn't give me a reason that I didn't find a reason to stay here. I'm sorry not to offend, but I would call my mom and say, "People here are so cold. other. There is no life as such. They do not have anything to do, I think. There's nothing fun to do in the city. Yeah? So I can't live like that. For me, I have to find some reasons to meet people, talk more, and I like that. So I didn't get a chance to do that. Then happened Bike Host. Bike Host changed everything for us. It is, I know most of you are like aware of the Bike Host program, but for the people who are not aware, I just want to briefly talk about it. Bike Host is a program which is organized by one of the newcomer settlement agency. So Bike Host, through Bike Host program, they facilitate biking for newcomers through a mentorship program. So they borrow, they kind of give the bikes to the newcomers and also give accessories like helmets, locks, lights, everything. Like as a newcomer and new to the biking, I will never invest in one because I don't know, first of all, how to bike at that time. And then I did not have that much resources, or it wouldn't like fit in my mind that I should spend so much to just see whether I like it or not. So it was really fantastic that this Bike Host program has given us, has facilitated the opportunity for us to just get on the road to see whether I like it or not. So through that matching program, I met a local city rider, Miss Laura. Me and my husband were in a group with Miss Laura, who took us to many places in and around the city. She not only helped us to know the rules of the city, but also introduced us to many other outdoor Canadian activities which I would not even think or dare to think to do, stuff like trail biking or trail walking or even outdoor camping or many other. I'm not able to remember the other ones, like the ones which you just slide down in the snow. So much fun. Like, I mean, those are the stuff I want to do. Yeah. So I just never want to grow up. I just loved it. I mean, the Bike Host facilitated me or gave me a chance to experience a lot of things. Yeah. So through Bike Host we met Laura, and I think you can see my husband's face. He's showing a victory because he's so happy that I found a way to find a reason to stay in Toronto. So, and that's the bike day for us where I pledged to fall in love with my bike and make it my best friend. So at the end of summer last year, I did. I fell in love with my bike and I fell in love with the city. Yeah. Yeah. So I want to go to the next part and talk about can biking, just like an activity, transform people's lives, or can it make any change? Yes, it is. I told you already, but I'm going to prove how. So for me, coming from India, so the mindset is biking in India would be something like, for people who can't access or can't afford a car, would bike. You know, economically you will feel low to bike. So if I go back and tell my cousins or friends that, oh, I'm biking in Toronto, they'll think that, oh, she still didn't get find a job, that's why she can't afford a car, that's why she's biking. But they don't know, I mean, I think the conditioning is very different, but we do not know that biking can, like, it's a very different perspective in Canada, yeah? So that's one thing which I learned very quickly and accepted it very quickly too, which really helped me enjoy the biking in the city. And also I just put the one of the pictures as the Festival of India. That's the first ride we went with our mentor, and the first ride my bike broke. And then she's trying to fix it for me. Nothing stopped me. I think my husband was more irritated than me, that, oh my God, what the hell are we doing? Wasting time. We should be taking exams instead of doing this. Nothing stopped me. Not the weather stopped me. Though I was tanning, I was having rashes with the skin. Though I didn't have a good rest to bike. Nothing stopped me. Yeah. So we went on. Even my bike I broke the bike host program, exchanged 4 bikes which suit my height and my, you know, everything. So so I went on. So the next picture which shows is at the station Greenwood. That's where that's the ride where we went to Hamilton. We took the GO train and we went to Hamilton. So that was my first 30K ride. So for a person like me who have never owned a bike before and have just hid from my parents to learn how to ride the bike and would just take a small rounds at the lane and give my friend her bike back, from there to come to Canada and to ride the first 10K, then 20K, and last summer in just 2 months I did my 30K. Yeah, so for me it was a... for me it was something, even though I was not doing my career and even though my parents were so far away, I didn't have so many things that I want, but these things gave me immense happiness, yeah. So how it transformed my life and my perspective towards the country or Canada is, it also opened the doors for me to meet people at arts in the parks, and also we went to the city organizing trail walking, and we did some camping activities in the Rouge Park, and also it also opened doors for me to volunteer at Arts in the Parks, which is a City of Toronto's initiative to bring people outside. So we would have music playing with people, the engines would be pedal powering, yeah? So all these things are new to me, right? So I think I was so excited about that. So I got a chance to volunteer at Arts in the Park events. And also, a very fantastic opportunity for a newcomer who has nothing to do with anything so cool about the biking is me and my husband got a chance, invitation to attend the MET Summit in Toronto. So they had the urban camping last year in Ontario Place. So we got a chance to live on by the lake, like in the tent, in the camping tent. We didn't have any gear. It was lucky that they rented it out to us. So we had like my first ever camping experience by the lake. And that was like a summit where we had a chance to pitch our idea about badminton and biking in parks. So this initiative is our group, me, my husband and my mentor have started this program, started this activity through Bike Host. We met a lot of people who are newcomers who are really scared and not like comfortable about coming outside or can't afford it sometimes or do not know what to do. So we started badminton as like a starting point for them. So just bring them outside first and then start playing, you know, socializing, get them used to the entire culture of just being able to be outside, and then introduce them to other Canadian like outdoor activities like camping or even trail walking. So last year not through any organization, but just me, my mentor and my husband, we organized badminton activities. We purchased a kit, we cooked like the snacks, and so that, you know, it would be like fun for them to come out with their family, hang out, play badminton in the evenings in the parks. We did badminton in Hyde Park, Dufferin Grove, Trinity Bells and Christie Pits. So that would bring a lot of like the families outside. So we would go like a small biking and then come back and play badminton in the park. So this also, Bike Host also opened another door for me to be a part of bike activism in Toronto. So they invited me to speak at a live host radio discussion with MPP Sherry DeNovo. She is not only an avid bike activist, but she is introducing the new bill for vulnerable road users like bikers and pedestrians. So currently the law, which says anybody hit on the road, like the cyclist or a pedestrian, so the fine is 500 and the person need not even come to the court. So me and Sherry DeNovo, we discussed the status, like I told about India. In India, it was a criminal offense. You will have a 2-year jail time if you were hit somebody and kill on the road. So it's pretty outdated, unreasonable law existing in Ontario, which I really support Ms. Sherry DeNovo in that aspect to be able to pass the bill, and if it becomes law, that they propose the fine to increase from $500 to $50,000 and some demerit points. Plus, in certain cases, if there is a very severe injury or a death of the pedestrian or a cyclist, there'd be jail time too. So, thank you. Thank you so much. And also, the last picture is my with me, my husband, and my mentor. She's the Laura. Laura's action. She's the main reason for me to fall in love with biking, be comfortable to bike in the city. So I just want to take a chance to thank her and my husband to bring here everybody for listening to me. Thank you.